Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a dubwise percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 for that warm tape style grit, jungle swing, and old school DNB feel. The key idea here is simple. We are not replacing the main break, we are building a second rhythmic layer that lives around it, filling the gaps, adding smoke, and making the groove feel more handmade. Think of it like negative space rhythm. It doesn't need to shout, it needs to make the whole drum groove feel more alive. In jungle and old school DNB, that kind of layer is huge. A break on its own can sound solid, but a supporting percussion bed adds movement in the upper mids and highs, gives you ghost notes and little syncopated pushes, and creates space for the bass to answer back. When it's done well, the track feels like it's been bounced through a dub desk at 3 a.m. Warm, dusty, alive. Start with your main break already playing. That could be an amen, a funky drummer break, or a chopped hybrid loop. Then create a second track whose job is to sit above the main break without fighting it. Keep this layer mainly above about 150 Hz. If it has any low mid body, keep that very controlled. Your kick, snare, and sub should stay in charge. Now build a simple drum rack with three sounds. First, a chopped break derived percussion hit. Use a small slice from your break, something like a hat, rim, stick, snare tail, or noisy transient. Second, a hat or shaker pulse. Keep it tight and short. Third, a rim or click accent. This gives you that dubby punctuation that can sit on the offbeats or answer the snare. At this stage, keep the pattern sparse. Don't overpack it. A good starting point is a 1 or 2 bar loop with hats on off 16 THS, a few rim accents on upbeats, and some chopped break hits acting like ghost syncopations before the snare. This is where the groove starts to breathe. Velocity matters a lot here. Stronger accents can live around 90 to 110 velocity. Ghost notes can sit much lower, around 35 to 70. That contrast is what makes the part feel human and sampled rather than machine perfect. And don't quantize everything brutally. A little looseness is part of the vibe. Next, open each sound in simpler and shape it so it feels tape-friendly. Use very short attack, short to medium decay, and a little release so the hits don't click harshly. If the hats are too sharp, low-pass them a bit. If the rims are too thick, high-pass them. If the chopped break hit is too modern and crisp, soften it with filtering instead of reaching for a different sample too quickly. This is a good moment to remember. If the groove feels right but cluttered, remove notes before changing sounds. Jungle often gets better when you simplify the pattern and let the syncopation breathe. Now let's talk groove. Open the groove pool and try a light swing template or extract groove from a break you like. Apply it lightly to this percussion layer, not necessarily to the whole drum kit. You want the percussion to drift and skid a little, not wobble out of control. A swing amount around 55 to 62% can be a good starting point, but keep it subtle. Then manually nudge a few hits. Push some ghost hats slightly late. Keep certain rim accents just a touch ahead. Leave small gaps. Those tiny timing differences are what give old school DNB that sampled, lived-in feel. If every hit lands too perfectly, the dubwise character disappears. Now we add the grit. On the percussion track, or on a group bus, build a simple effect chain with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe a touch of echo or redux if needed. Use saturator for controlled harmonic thickening. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn soft clip on if you want a smoother edge. Then try drum bus for glue and density. Keep the drive modest. Use crunch carefully and don't overdo boom on a percussion layer. That low end punch belongs to the kick and sub, not the hats and rims. After that, use EQ8 to high pass the layer somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. If the top end is biting too hard, dip a little around 3 to 6 kHz, or soften the sample with its filter. If the layer feels thin after filtering, don't rush to bring the low end back. Add a little mid-range by around 500 Hz to 1.5 kHz instead. That often keeps the layer audible without making it muddy. If you want extra roughness, add a tiny bit of redux. Just a little. Too much bit reduction can destroy the groove and make everything sound cheap instead of worn. The goal is warm tape-style grit, not digital punishment. Once the groove and tone feel right, resample it. This is a classic jungle move. Route the percussion to a new audio track and record a few bars. Resampling captures the exact swing, processing, and imperfections you've created. It also gives you something you can chop, reverse, slice, or use for fills. After recording, cut the resampled audio into useful pieces. Grab a one-bar groove, a two-beat fill, maybe a single ghost hit for transitions. You can keep it simple. The point is to turn the MIDI idea into a playable texture that feels more dubbed out and less sterile. Now give the layer some space, but not a big wash. A return with echo or reverb can do a lot here. Keep the settings controlled. Short rhythmic echoes, low feedback, filtered repeats, and only send specific hits like rim accents or chopped ghosts. You want depth, not a smear across the whole beat. This is one of the best places to automate. Let the send rise at the end of a phrase, or only on a transition hit. That little bloom can make the track feel like it's breathing. Then shape the arrangement. Don't let the layer just loop unchanged for the entire track. Start with a filtered, sparse version in the intro. Open the hats gradually in the build. Let the full groove play in the drop, but leave a few gaps so the bass can breathe. In breakdowns, strip it back to just the resampled texture and a few echoes. Then bring it back in the second drop with a slight variation, maybe a different fill or a different accent sound. A great trick is to alternate one bar and two bar phrasing. Keep the same bass rhythm, then change one or two hits every second bar. That tiny change creates motion without making the groove feel random. Another strong move is ghost note call and response. Put a soft hit before the snare, then answer it with a different sound after the snare. That conversation makes the percussion feel alive. You can also build two versions of the same idea. One tighter and cleaner for the drop. One more degraded and roomy for intros and breakdowns. Switching between them can make the arrangement feel much bigger without adding more musical parts. Group the percussion elements together and process them lightly as a unit. A little glue compressor, maybe 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, can help them behave like one instrument. A gentle EQ trim can clear out boxiness. A touch of drum bus can glue the whole thing together. Just be careful not to let the percussion start punching harder than the snare. In DNB, the snare has to stay authoritative. Finally, check the layer against your bass and sub. Make sure the low end is still centered and solid. Make sure the percussion isn't creating low-mid fog. If you've widened anything, keep that width in the top texture only. In mono, the groove should still feel tight. If it gets thin or facey, reduce the stereo processing or narrow it with utility. A good final test is this. Mute the percussion layer, then bring it back in. If the track suddenly feels less hypnotic, less dimensional, and less smoked out, then you've built it right. So the big takeaways are these. Support the main break instead of replacing it. Use small chopped hits, hats, and rims with swing and velocity variation. Shape the tone with simpler, saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and subtle delay or reverb. Resample the result to get that aged jungle texture. And automate the layer so it evolves across the arrangement. If you want to practice this properly, build an 8-bar loop at around 174 BPM. Use 3 percussion sounds. Program at least 5 ghost notes and 3 stronger accents. Add light saturation and EQ. Resample 4 bars. Slice out a fill and a texture shot. And automate the filter opening slightly toward the end. Then listen with the percussion alone. And again with the bass and full drums. If the groove gets deeper rather than busier, you nailed it. All right, let's build that smoked out percussion bed and make the whole drum section breathe.